Like, yeah. No one would be terribly surprised if Andy Farrell picked Robbie Henshaw. Like, oh, he's shit. No, get him out of the team.
That's not what
the commenters are saying.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
And you're very welcome along to Friday's Rugby Daily. I'm Cameron Hill. Coming up today, more reaction to the Lions squad announcement yesterday, with a key player emerging as a major doubt for the Wallabies ahead of this summer's tour. A big night for Munster and Ulster in their URC clash at Thomond Park. And Leinster and Connacht have named their sides for this weekend's domestic action. First up today, we continue the reaction to the Lions squad announced by head coach Andy Farrell in London yesterday. To recap, a record 15 Irish players will be on the plane for this summer's tour of Australia, but Caelan Doris and Sam Prendergast are among those to have missed out. Munster and Ireland legend Alan Quinlan was named in the squad for the 2009 tour of South Africa, but received a 12-week ban for making contact with the eye of Leinster captain Leo Cullen in their Heineken Cup semi-final at Croke Park. As a result, he missed that summer's tour, and Quinlan joined Shane Hannan and Cullen Buhig on Off the Ball Breakfast this morning, recalling just how close he got to making an appearance in South Africa.
My gear went around the car. I was, you know, the gear was printed with my initials on it, you know, the allocation. So after the Lions announcement, there's a lot of, even though you've 3 or 4 weeks, they start working now on getting all the gear printed, initials, sizes, all that kind of stuff. They would have had all this stuff taken. And obviously there was some bit of a mix up with removing my gear from the kind of the group, the amount, the kit that was being sent out to South Africa. So that'll go out probably a couple of weeks before the players that arrive, all their gear and kit and training stuff. When the players arrived, then a gear bag ended up appearing out of nowhere with my initials on it and was going around the carousel in Johannesburg. Jerry Flannery, Jerry missed it, and Tomás O'Leary missed it, but I can't remember who. Someone took pictures and sent it to me. So basically, it wasn't bad enough. My gear was going around when they arrived, the Lions players.
Someone had just forgot it to grab
it. Yeah, well, Ralla, our Paddy Riley, who Ralla was our bagman for years, and he tried to grab a bit of gear for me and keep some of the stuff. I gave it away to charity afterwards and stuff. And but yeah, one of my gear bags ended up going around the carousel in South Africa.
To hear that full chat with Quinny, including who he feels was unlucky to miss out on Andy Farrell's squad, why not become a member at offtheball.com/join? And you can listen to Off the Ball Breakfast every weekday morning from 7:30 on the Go Loud app, or if you prefer to watch your OTB fix in glorious Technicolor, you can watch live on YouTube. As for the Wallabies then, they could be without key back Joseph Aukuso-Suolihi for the Test Series against the Lions this summer. The former rugby league star was stretchered off while on Super Rugby duty with the Waratahs earlier. He collided with the knee of teammate Andrew Callaway in their 28-21 defeat to the Queensland Reds in Sydney on Friday night. Suolihi did give a thumbs up as he was stretchered off the field. Now, Stephen Archer, Conor Murray and Peter O'Mahony are all poised to play for Munster at Thomond Park for the final time tonight. Archer and O'Mahony will retire at the end of the season and they're set to start in the URC Interpro against Ulster. Murray is named among the replacements as he prepares to leave Thomond Park at the end of the current campaign. Both provinces are outside the top eight heading into tonight's game in Limerick, and defeat would be a major blow to their playoff hopes and their chances of making next season's Investec Champions Cup. Fiona Hayes believes the men in red will have performed major surgery on their set piece this week in training after poor showings in recent games. The Munster women's head coach joined Rory O'Hagan and Alan Quinlan on the Red 78 this week.
The scrum and Munster were up around fifth after Christmas. I was looking at the stats around the lineout and the scrum and Munster were up around fifth or sixth in that, but now they've jumped down to 15th in the URC. With 81%, you know, and which is 16th themselves, and Zebra are the same. So they'd be absolutely disgusted with that, because it's an area of the game certainly Munster has prided itself on over the years. So I think it's Yes, everything is you know, we've chatted on here, it's fixable, we've said this, we've said that, but for the last couple of weeks in particular, I think there's just been such a variety of what's gone wrong between the throw, between the movement, between the jump, between the lifts. So you would imagine in that week off, Rory, that they've spent a long time in getting those connections right, which is going back to basics. That's where they'll have to go, because the lifts were out of sync, the throw, the communication even was bad, as I said. So certainly a week at that level will help you sort out a lot of things. But on the flip side, when confidence is low, it's certainly an area of the game Ulster are really going to attack. And I think in the last couple of games as well, certainly discipline, I think they're not too bad. They're up sixth in the discipline charts, but the last few games in particular has dragged them down a bit because of the yellow cards, giving away penalties in the wrong area. So certainly in Thomond Park, you've got to get the crowd behind you as well. So I think they'll have to sort out that and not be giving away Ulster stupid penalties, because we know Jack Murphy has a good boot in him as well, and certainly they'll be kicking for posts on like Leinster, I suppose, the week before. If it gets tight, they'll be kicking for posts, because it's a must win game for both teams.
Now, with their focus now solely on securing a first ever URC title, Leinster have named their team for tomorrow's clash with Zebre. Jordy Barrett is promoted to the starting 15 this week at the Aviva Stadium, a week after being named on the bench in their Champions Cup semi-final defeat to Northampton Saints. In all, head coach Leo Cullen has made 6 changes from last Saturday. It's a 23 that includes 9 of the players named in the Lions squad for this summer's tour: Jack Conan, Josh Vanderfleer, Ronan Kelleher, Joe McCarthy, James Lowe and Gary Ringrose all start, while Andrew Porter, James Ryan and Jamison Gibson-Park are among the reserves. So the team in full, it's a front row of Jack Boyle, Kelleher and Thomas Clarkson. McCarthy links up with Dermot Mangan in the engine room, while Ryan Baird will join Vanderfleer and Captain Conan in the back row. Luke McGrath comes in at scrum half, partnering Sam Prendergast at 10. It's Barrett and Ringrose preferred at centre this week, while it's Lowe and Jimmy O'Brien on the wings, with Jamie Osborne at fullback. John McKee, Rabah Slimani, James Culhane, Kieran Frawley and Robbie Henshaw join Porter, Ryan and Gibson Park among the replacements. Assistant coach Jack Nienaber has stressed that the quality in the Leinster squad at the moment doesn't mean the trophies are a given.
Having a good squad and sacrificing and having good players and having a Jordy coming in and RG, that doesn't give us the right to win silverware. We still need to go and win it. I mean, the fact that we have a good squad, we still need to perform on Saturday. We can have good weeks, we can have good training sessions, we can have good plans, we can have bad plans, we can make good decisions on the pitch, bad decisions. At the end of the day, that 80 minutes is the reason why you will win or lose a game. So good squads doesn't give you the right to win medals or trophies or anything like that. We still need to go and perform.
Bundiaki will make his 150th appearance for Connacht tomorrow in their final home game of the regular season in the URC. They're taking on Edinburgh and need to take all 5 points on offer to have any hopes of a top 8 finish. The province are currently 14th and 6 points adrift of 8th place Benetton. And interim head coach Cully Tucker says that getting 2 bonus point wins in the final 2 rounds is their top priority.
That's it, yeah. We got a chase performance, but ultimately we need to get 10 points out of the last 2 games put ourselves in the best position, and obviously we need other teams to beat each other, etc. But you know, the 4 Welsh teams are gone to Africa, everybody's been beating each other, you know, that's been the season so far. So I think the race for the top 8 will come right down to the end of the season, but ultimately what we can control is how we perform and going after the 10 points that are on offer, and that's what we intend to do.
The Connacht team then is Dennis Buckley and Finlay Beelum either side of hooker Dave Heffernan in the front row. Josh Murphy and Dara Murray complete the tight 5, while it's a back row of captain Cian Prendergast at blindside, Connor Oliver at openside and Sean Jansen at number 8. Ben Murphy and JJ Hanrahan are at 9 and 10 respectively. It's a midfield partnership of Aki and Hugh Gavin, while Finn Tracy and Shane Bolton are the wingers, with Santiago Cordero named at 15. Staying with the Western Province then, they've announced that Cordero, Oliver and Pearce O'Connor will all leave at the end of the season. Cordero came to Galway back in 2023 as a marquee signing, moving to Dexcom Stadium from Bordeaux, but he suffered a serious injury during pre-season training and only made his debut towards the end of last year's URC campaign. In all, the Argentina international made 20 appearances for the Westerners. Oliver earned 95 caps for the province since joining in 2020, while O'Connor was brought in from Bristol Bears ahead of this season, scoring 3 tries in 17 appearances. As for incoming players then, the province have signed Sam Gilbert from Super Rugby side the Highlanders. The 26-year-old has made 56 appearances for the Dunedin-based franchise, scoring 320 points, including 13 tries. That is all we have time for on Friday's Rugby Daily. Remember, don't miss a beat by clicking subscribe on your Off The Ball Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you freely Monday to Friday. I'm Cameron Hill and we will be back on Monday. Have a great weekend.
Off The Balls, Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.